So let's go back to the beginning. Where does the story start?
So the day that the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, eliminating the constitutional right to an abortion, Bro Krift, who is the executive editor of the Indianapolis Star, is reading these stories from inside abortion clinics of patients finding out in real time they can no longer receive the procedure. And so he's reading this coverage and thinking about what to assign his reporters in Indianapolis.
We have to make this real. We have to illuminate this. This just can't be a number. It can't. Numbers don't mean anything to people, but real humans who are impacted by it, that's what we need.
And so very soon after that, Sherry Radofsky, a longtime health reporter for the Indy Star.
Been here for, 17 years covering health, and has relationships throughout, health industry and the medical industry.
She calls up the people she knows, and she speaks with an OBGYN who has been a longtime source of hers and someone she's grown to trust. And this doctor tells her this story that's pretty horrific. The doctor's name is Dr. Caitlin Bernard. And she said that she had received a call just a few days before from a child abuse doctor in Ohio saying that she had a patient who is 10, 6 weeks and 3 days pregnant, therefore could not get an abortion in Ohio, which, because of Roe's fall, now had a 6-week abortion ban. Could Dr. Bernard see her? And she said yes. And soon after that, the child was in her care and Dr. Bernard performed an abortion on her. This anecdote was one of several in a story the Indy Star published on July 1st that sort of laid out the consequences of Roe's fall and how people in Indiana were impacted, even as Indiana itself is considering new abortion restrictions.
So this was the origin story of that news that I think so many of us heard around the country, right? Like this case of the 10-year-old, this is where it came from this conversation between a health reporter and a doctor.
Yeah, that's how the Indy Star found it. And what was striking to me was that perhaps the only way the Indy Star would have known that story was precisely because they had this reporter who's been on the beat for so long and knows who to talk to, knows who to call. And this doctor trusted her enough, that reporter enough, to tell her this story.
And as a media reporter, I mean, I think that you were probably paying attention to how much this story was picked up nationally and how it really captured a lot of people's attention. Can you talk about the immediate reaction to it? And I think it's not surprising that for so many people hearing this news was really horrific, but it was also complicated.